Welcome back. Time now for news from the left. London's Liberal mayor calling for more censorship on Twitter in the wake of Elon Musk reinstating Trump's account over the weekend. This guy needs a better hobby. Trump is a dangerous far-right politician who has a history of inciting violence. He must not be allowed to use social media to preach hate and further fuel the politics of division. Okay, so we know exactly what this creep is. It starts with Donald Trump, as we always say, and then 20 years from now, if you say something as radical as there are two genders, they shut down your bank account, kick you off social media, and exile you to an island off the coast of Maine. Next up, in the midst of record subway murders and rising violent crime and just an absolute deterioration of the city and a lot of the state, today Governor Kathy Hochul reminded New Yorkers why they're really afraid.
Supremacists, right-wing extremists, and domestic terrorists trying to stoke fear in the hearts of New Yorkers. They want us to think twice about our safety before we worship, before we get on a subway, before we go dancing with our friends.
Hochul signing legislation to combat hate crime laws in New York, naturally trying to create this illusion that there's just MAGA Republicans running around all over New York City hurting people, as if this is like the Jussie Smollett story. But in reality, since last year, New York City has seen a surge in Asian hate crimes. And when you dig into the story, you find it doesn't at all really match her narrative, but you can't blame her for trying. That's what they do. Next up, amid layoffs and rumors that CNN could become more moderate politically following the ousting of former head Jeff Zucker, CEO Chris Licht says he won't move the network to the political center. In an interview with the Financial Times, he said, "One of the biggest misconceptions about my vision is that I want it to be vanilla, that I want it to be centrist. That is BS. You have to be compelling. You have to take an edge. Many times you have to take a side. Sometimes you just point out uncomfortable questions." So from that, you can realize there that CNN's not too happy with the moderate ratings for their moderate content. So you can probably expect CNN to jump back on and start talking about Donald Trump a lot here in the near future. And things will go back to the way we've always known them. Next up, The View exploding over Kevin McCarthy's plan. We talked about it earlier to kick Ilhan and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell off their congressional committees. Take a listen.
I mean, I thought y'all figured out that the thing we needed to do was work together. Now we're in the midst of seeing it start to fray again, and we haven't even gotten it. You aren't even in yet, and it's fraying.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to take these people seriously at all, you just have to basically ignore everything that happened for the last 4 years. It's funny to hear them complain about how politically charged Republicans are going to be when they get into power. Do they think we forgot all of their behavior from like 2016 to 2020? Do they think we forgot? Finally, the Associated Press reportedly firing one of their investigative journalists who claimed that Russia was responsible for the missiles that crossed into Poland last week. Well, yeah, you know, it kind of led us down the road to potentially to a world war, even though there was a lot of misconception about what happened there. The Daily Beast reporting that James LaPorta was terminated yesterday for claiming that a senior U.S. intelligence official said Russia launched missiles into NATO member Poland, killing two people. And yeah, erroneous stories have consequences, and AP actually doing their job. It doesn't happen very often, but we did point it out. We'd like to note that.